been so long since I held your hand. There's something I need you to understand. This long, hard road has kept us miles apart. I want you to know that you're always with me inside my heart. Pictures of you under this dim map light have kept me warm through all those cold and lonely nights. Now I'm coming home to you once again. Looks like this time apart has finally reached the end. You're the fire that burns in me. You're the air that I breathe. My one and only fantasy. You're everything.
www.podcastyourscene.com.
You know, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
bumper speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to come to tell?
Dog come after the ball.
this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri. This is episode number 395 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me on the line tonight is Eric Rhodes of the band Shattered. What's up, Eric?
How's it going, Bill?
Not too bad. So, We made plans to do this way back in July, I think it was, right? In Gigaroo?
Gigaroo, yeah.
And at the time you said, I think our new album will be done near the end of September. And I said, well, then let's do the last Friday in September. And while it's not quite ready, I do have 5 tracks that we can share with them periodically until it is ready, right?
That's right. Yeah, it should be ready hopefully in November. Not completely sure on the exact date yet, but it's definitely going to be sometime in November here. We'll find out in the next week or so.
November 19th sounds like a good day.
November 19th.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see though. We'll see.
That's my birthday. or November 25th, which I'm officially going to announce now as the Pennsylvania Rock Show anniversary show at the Leechburg Moose. I have a couple bands lined up for you, but I'm not going to do that announcement yet. If you want to find that out, you can go on Facebook. It's on the event page. Shattered. I haven't asked Shattered. Do you know why I haven't asked Shattered?
I have no idea. Why haven't you asked us?
Because you're playing Rocktoberfest.
that's a good reason. Yeah, it's coming up on October 6th and 7th. Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I'm trying not to double up too many bands. One of them is, but you know the drummer kind of runs the show, so.
I have an idea who that is.
Well, there's like 4 different bands you could choose from. Do you want to try and pick which one it is?
True. I don't know. Well, I know three. Is he in another one now? I don't know.
Yeah, he's playing for Dimwit when they play.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Well, and I'll give you a hint. It's not Dimwit.
All right. I'm trying to think of who's all playing at Rocktoberfest. You said it is somebody that's doubling up.
Yes.
A Common Crown.
That's who it is. Oh, why not? We may as well name them all now, right?
There you go.
We have A Common Crown, Homicide Black.
They're a great band.
Divine Tragedy. The Art of Burning Bridges. And a future pick to be announced later.
I've seen all those bands. They're all really good bands. I've seen Divine Tragedy open up for 10 years. I think it was last year. And then I saw Art of Burning Bridges open up for Starset back in February. They're a really good band too.
I heard they were phenomenal that night.
Yeah, they were. They were very, very good. We actually Divine Tragedy was on that show as well, but we got there after they were done playing. But yeah, Art of Burning Bridges was really good that night. And a couple of those guys were in Fountain Infinity, I believe, right?
Yes. And that's how I got to know them, was through Fountain Infinity.
Yeah, we played some shows with Fountain Infinity way back in the day, probably 2007 or 8, I'm guessing.
Was that when Kyle was singing or Tony?
Tony, I believe.
Tony was a big linebacker looking guy.
Yeah, that's when he was in there. Yep. Yeah, they're a really good band.
They were.
But, the new band's really good too, though. So should be a good show.
Yeah, I'm excited. I usually get excited when I do the lineup. I don't think I've put out a bad one yet. That sounds a little cocky, but I don't think I have.
I think we were on the first year you had it. It was out at Island.
Yep, and I was just looking at that the other day. You were definitely there. That was the longest one. That was the most bands I had.
Yeah, that was a full day, right?
Yeah, that was noon to midnight.
Yeah, I remember we played late. I think we were next to last or something. I remember it was dark out when we played, but it was a good time.
Yeah, I had fun there, but the ball field is a little too big for that time of the year.
Right. Right. I agree with that. Yeah.
And too cold for November.
Yeah.
I think after the show, the Rocktoberfest, you might think that October might be a little too cold.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had some cold Rocktoberfest out there before. So seems like we've played probably 3 or 4 Rocktoberfests already out there. It seems like about every other year we're on that one.
Let's talk about your album for a little bit. Let's get back on track. It's called The Blackout Sessions. Is that correct?
That's right.
And I got a sneak peek of the back of the album artwork.
Yeah, I think we're finally getting the cover art finalized. So I don't actually have that on me, but I've seen it though. It's going to look pretty good.
So you sent me 5 tracks. How many tracks are going to be on it?
There's going to be 12. There's going to be 12 on it right now. We have right now, we're just waiting for the last 6, I believe, to be mastered right now. But then everything's ready to go.
And I know that you put Hellbent out there on YouTube, and you've been pushing that a little bit. I'm assuming to try and engage the fans. And so I'm not going to play that one because people can find that one.
All right. That's sounds good. That's good.
So my question to you is, if I'm only going to play one of them on this show, which one, not Hellbent, should I play?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think of
Do you need me to remind you which ones you sent?
No, I think I remember which ones I sent you. Either Love, Hate, Obsession or The Reckoning. I don't think either of those has any okay. swearing in.
Okay. Love, Hate, Obsession. Is that like a love song?
It's a shattered version of a love song.
So a shattered love song?
You can say that, I guess. But yeah, Josh writes most of the lyrics. So, sometimes I don't even know what he's singing about, I guess it could be considered a type of love song. If you want to go there.
I don't know if, for the listeners that haven't heard you guys before, we should maybe let them in on the joke a little bit. They're not a soft band.
Although there's some softer songs on this album that definitely stretch our boundaries a little bit. So
you know what I still have? I still have I can't remember who was here that night, but I still have a couple of shattered acoustic songs that were played in my living room.
Oh my, that was 10 years ago now, I believe.
Probably at least.
Before Josh and Kevin even joined, that was Evan, myself, Tim, the three of us are still in the band, and then our former drummer, Ryan.
See, it was 10 years ago. It was February 23rd, 2007.
Wow. It was 10 and a half years ago. Man.
It's Rise and Let Me Down.
Wow. We haven't played those in well, since 2008, I think. Man.
Sometimes I miss those sessions here in the living room where, you know, the band would play live and then we'd turn everything off and they would stay and keep playing.
Yeah, it was a good time that night. We really did have a good time. We kind of had referenced that night for a while. Like we would talk about that and stuff, and we were jamming and yeah, it was a really good time. Yeah.
Someday I might get back to doing it that way.
It's tough to do when you have a family and everything, you know. It's tough to do it in your house.
Yeah. Tell me about the recording process. How do you guys go about recording an album? I mean, is it like everybody brings parts in, or is it you record the music and then the lyrics are written later? I mean, what do you guys do?
Basically, the writing process began before we even had our first album out. I think we had before the first album was released, we had one song already written for this album, and then another one almost done. Because actually, I remember at our CD release show for The Rise of Hypocrisy, we actually played a new song called "Disconnected," which is off the new album. So basically, we started the process 5.5 years ago to write the songs for this album, and I would say within about 2.5 years we had all the songs written. We actually started recording this 3 years ago now. It would have been October of 2014 when we actually started recording the album, but. It was just it was a long process, to say the least. A lot of us have families and kids, and Greg Livingood, he records us, and you know, he has a wife and two kids. A lot of time is involved in the recording process. We kind of have to go in there whenever we find time. So we didn't want to take 3 years, but it just kind of happened like that. But we're really happy it's going to finally be out here. Long time coming.
Now you don't know the exact date, but do you have a CD release party scheduled?
We're actually about to schedule that. We had a date in mind. One of the band members wasn't sure if they could do that date. But it's either going to be that date or another date in November. So that's where we're at right now. We'll clear as mud. Yeah. We're going to have it booked within the next week and start advertising it here.
Well, you know, let me know when it is, and I will throw it up on AK Music Scene's concert calendar, too.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. What shows? I mean, do you have shows scheduled before the release, or are you just concentrating on getting that finalized?
Well, this is airing on the 29th, correct, Bill?
Correct.
All right, well, if you're listening on the 29th, we have a show tomorrow night at Diesel in Pittsburgh, opening for Lacuna Coil.
Hey, I've heard of them.
Yeah. And then a week away, Friday would be Rocktoberfest, and we're playing at 9 o'clock on Friday night.
Yeah, that Rocktoberfest, it's $20. It's in Island, Pennsylvania. $20 will get you both nights, Friday and Saturday, and it includes camping. It is BYOB, or you can purchase alcohol from the Leechburg Moose while you're there. It benefits the Rock for Life. So I say charity. The benefactors, and off the top of my head, I can't remember their names right now. But go to rockforlifeconcert.com, and the information for that will be there. And as soon as I finalize the PA Rock Show stuff, it'll be there too.
We're going to hopefully start playing some shows next, some more shows at the beginning of 2018. I've been doing some acoustic stuff a lot. So basically been playing more acoustically than I have with Shattered. A lot of bars and a lot of venues in the area like to have acoustic music. So basically a friend of mine and I, we just started an acoustic duo and playing out 2-3 times a month now.
What venues have you been visiting?
We've been playing a lot around. Well, we're from Westmoreland County, so we've been playing a lot around here. We'll be playing at, the day that this is airing, we'll be playing the 29th, Friday night at Fury Brewing in North Huntington. And actually, I'm playing there with Evan from Shattered. Do a little couple Shattered acoustic songs and bunch of classic rock and some 90s covers. It's a good time.
But no Kiss.
but no kiss.
So if I was looking at your music collection, I probably asked you this before, but what bands would I see in there?
Well, I listen to a lot of modern hard rock, and lately I've been listening to a lot of Pink Floyd too. If you're looking at classic rock, you're gonna find some Pink Floyd, some Led Zeppelin, some Rush, some Kansas. If you're looking at some 90s stuff, you're gonna find some Alice in Chains, some Pearl Jam, some Soundgarden, some Candlebox. The newer stuff.
Wait. You mentioned those bands and you didn't say STP.
STP too. What am I thinking? Yeah, just joking. I love STP. Yeah. Newer stuff. Seven Dust. 10 Years. Lacuna Coil. Red. There's a lot of really good newer bands out there right now. But
let me put you on the spot for real.
All right.
Local bands. What local, right, local music do you have?
I really like a band that I really, really like is one of Matt's bands, but to be honest with you, my favorite band that Matt and Steve are in, even though we play harder rock music, it's probably Slant Six.
Yeah, they're definitely, like, when you look at the bands that they're in, Slant Six doesn't quite fit the other ones.
No, and
they are good.
Their songs and melodies and stuff stick out so much. Like maybe of any other rock band in the area or any band in general, as far as original stuff, whenever you watch them play, like you remember all the songs, like after you leave the show. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really what signifies a really good band. If the songs stay with you, you're more likely to listen to them.
As soon as you said Slant Six, Say Yeah popped into my head.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time I see them at a Rock for Life event or something, like, I'm singing their songs for the next week.
Well, here, I'll tell you what Slant Six songs I have, and you can pick one and we'll play it. I have a Beautiful Stranger, Bob's House Party, Into the Nothing, No Regrets, and Say Yeah.
Let's go Say Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to take a real short break. We'll play Say Yeah, and we are going to play
Love Hate Obsession
by Shattered, and we will be right back.
Say yeah. You make my eyes beam with your insecurities and your
city of sinners, it seems the winners are the minority. Maybe I'll stay, maybe I'll go win the game and like nobody knows. Your time is up, man, it's just too tough. Never live the say yeah. To live like you want it, say yeah. To never let the moment pass you by. Oh, it's your life. Only live once, so don't think twice. Everything's gonna be alright. If you're with me, let me hear you scream. Say yeah. Listening now to think that simple advice is the only you'll ever need. Anybody can dare to dream, but to believe is far from reality. It's the simple escape that you try to make when you kiss the lips of old Mary Jane. Man, it's just too tough if you had enough. It's to scream from the top of your lungs. Say yeah. To live it like you want it. Say yeah. To never let the moment pass you by. Oh, it's your life. You only live once, so don't think twice. Everything's gonna be alright. With me, let me hear you scream, say yeah. To your insecurities before the moment passes you by. It's these seconds that mean the most before they're gone in the blink of an eye. You don't want to be the guy that lies in your bed when your time is up. Asking yourself the question, did I ever live enough? Say yeah. To live it like you want it. Say yeah. To never let the moment pass you by. Oh, it's your life. Only live once, so don't think twice. If things gon' be alright, let me hear you scream. Say yeah. Say yeah. Oh, say yeah.
Hey, it's Bill one more time here on the Pennsylvania Rock Show. I want to take a moment to feature a group on Facebook. It's called The Music Planet. If you would like to find them, it's facebook.com/group/7737295860-6031. Probably if you search The Music Planet, you will find it as well. It's a group for true connoisseurs and lovers of music. They like to find music that stands out, original music, and not the well-known stuff that you find on radio. They have some minor rules for joining, nothing major, but I did want to mention them and check them out. I recently joined them. You will see me posting about the Pennsylvania Rock Show in that group as well. So once again, make sure you check out The Music Planet on Facebook.
Like you.
Hey, it's Bill. We're back on the Pennsylvania Rock Show. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Eric Rhodes of the band Shattered about their upcoming 12-track album called Blackout Sessions. We played Love, Hate, Obsession off of the new disc. And if you stay tuned into the show weekly, you'll get to hear a few more. If you go to YouTube, I believe you can find their song Hellbent, which is off of that album as well. Do you plan on releasing any other singles before you do the release party, or just Hellbent?
We may release an acoustic song called Silhouette as well, but I think we're going to be pushing Hellbent as far as radio play on 105.9 and et cetera.
Did you tell me about Silhouette in July? That sounds familiar.
I'm not sure. I can't remember what I talked to you about in July. But Silhouette's going to be the last song on the album. It's actually a song that Evan wrote, but it's just Evan, myself, and Josh that play on it. Evan and I play acoustic guitar, and then Josh and I both sing on it. But it's a really, really different song for us. But it's a really good album closer, kind of a chill song at the end.
It's kind of like the old B side on when they had cassettes.
Yeah, there you go.
Now we're aging ourselves a little bit.
Yeah.
My kids found some of my old cassettes, and they were like, "Are these CDs?" I'm like, "Really?"
I have a bunch of cassettes still somewhere. I don't know where they're at. I have a bunch of, I probably have about 7 or 8 Rush albums on cassette. And I know I got STP and some chains on cassette.
Most of what they found were Kiss albums. and a couple country albums. I don't know how my wife's cassettes got in my Kiss collection.
Sure, they're your wife's.
Oh, they most definitely are. You can ask her.
I don't mind the older country. If it's if it's Garth Brooks and before, that's like real country, I'm not saying that Garth Brooks' music is real country, but that was kind of
Alan Jackson, Brooks and Dunn, Garth Brooks.
Everybody now, it seems like it's just it's pop music, and it all sounds the same because basically they don't write their own songs, and that's why it sounds the same. You get a whole group of songwriters that write songs for everybody in the industry, then nobody's going to have any originality.
Right. Hey, I saw Jana from First Angel Media post this question, and I think I'm going to ask you it and see what your thoughts are. And she opened it up, and it just said, "Pay to play." And then she went on to say, it's not really, it doesn't really work. And there's so many different ways that types of pay to play, where they give you tickets to sell, or, you have to pay part of the rental for the facility or various ways. And, she was like, "Well, how do we get rid of pay to play without hurting the scene?" And I was wondering if you had any thoughts towards that.
That's a good question on how to get rid of it. We try not to pay to play if we don't absolutely have to. I know a lot of these promoters, that promote national bands, Drusky and Elko and whoever else, a lot of times you have to sell so many tickets to open a show for them. And, like it might be 30 tickets, might be 50 tickets, but, depending on the promoter and on the show, you're required to sell all those tickets. And if you don't sell them all, then they make you pay for whatever you don't sell. We used to try to do as many national shows as we can for the exposure and stuff, but it's just not worth it. It's not worth it's just not worth the hit on if you can't sell all those tickets. So we kind of pick and choose what we're gonna play as far as those type of shows go. We got more into playing bar shows around here. Basically playing three sets of music, throwing a bunch of covers in there, and throwing an original in every few songs. And we find that we can bring more people out that way. If you're playing for 3 hours versus playing for 30 or 40 minutes, more likely somebody's going to want to come out and see you and pay $3 to get in, or maybe no cover at all to get in, versus paying 15 or 20 bucks to drive an hour to see you play six or seven songs. It's just really tough because, I would suggest a lot of bands that are starting out, even though I don't like doing it per se, learning a whole night of cover songs and throwing your own stuff in there every so often, and you can play more places that way, and I think more people will come out if you're playing somewhere local.
So what you're saying is just don't play them and they'll go away.
it's really tough. Well, no, if you don't play them,
someone else will.
Someone else will. But if you don't, if more people would refuse to kind of pay for what they don't sell or pay to play, then they might have to restructure the way they do things. You know, if they want a local band to play. Because a lot of local bands, or any local band is going to bring in more people to the show.
And that's why they do it that way. They're hoping the people you bring stay, and you're selling the tickets to cover the price of the.
See, that's what I always disagree with. The national band should be the band that's selling the tickets. They're the headline. The headlining band should always be the band that's going to bring in the crowd. If you're relying on the local bands to bring in the crowd, then there's no point of even having that headlining band. That's another thing. We kind of pick and choose the bands that we open for. If it's not a band that we don't think is going to bring in so many people, if we're going to bring more people to the venue than they are, then, we don't think it's really worth the effort of selling those tickets. Now, if we think there's going to be a really big crowd there, then we might be more willing to try to sell more tickets.
Right. How about this? If you had to pick one thing that you love about the current scene and one thing that you hate, what would those two things be?
One thing I love about it is the amount of good bands around the Pittsburgh area right now. I think there's more quality bands of not just rock, but of any genre right now than at least since I've been playing live music for the past 13 or 14 years. The thing I hate is that it seems like with the generation that's, I would say, in their early to mid 20s right now, it doesn't seem like people want to go out and see bands anymore. There's a lot more music out there for you to find, but people just would rather go to see a DJ or rather go to a dance club or something like that than to go see a live band.
You've met John Lane from the Hellfire Club, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. He says that the reason that's happening is that there's so many things that you're competing with now, like the DJ and the dance club, but you're also now competing with Netflix and Amazon Prime and there are things that you could do at your house now that you couldn't do back when he started playing. He's a little older than you, not much older.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's another good point there. But it just seems like a lot of the people that come out to the bars to see bands anymore are in the older crowd, that they've been coming out for years and years, and it seems like the people the college to mid to late 20s crowd, you know, just doesn't, you know, there's exceptions always, but it just doesn't seem like they like to go out and see live music anymore, and it's really hurting around here.
And as you said, there's so many good bands that are in the area, and it's a shame that they aren't getting the kind of draws that they should, and not for the lack of trying. It's just, you're right, that people aren't coming.
Right. And because of that, there's less places to play. A lot of venues are closing. A lot of bands can't afford to have, a lot of bars can't afford to have bands anymore. And, we've had that issue just over the past year. A place that we were playing at every 2 or 3 months. Now they can only afford to have like one band per month instead of one band per week now. So we're not playing there anymore. And then, place that I've been playing acoustic every couple months, they're not going to have bands at all anymore because of the same thing. You know, people don't want to come out.
And the scene as a whole, if you look at any of the bands that like the scene itself, the bands are supporting each other more than they have ever done.
Right.
And there's just, you know, it's weird. It seems like it cycles.
Yeah.
And we're at a good point as far as, you know, the bands are helping each other. The bands are getting along. They're trying to make the scene better. I'm not in a band, but there just needs to be a push to get the people there as well, because the scene will thrive with the way the bands are interacting right now.
Right. Right. It just, whenever you go to a Rock for Life event, especially out at Iselin, every single band that goes up there is a quality band. Like, you don't see, you know, like 6 or 7 years ago, there was a lot of bands that you would get to see and you didn't know why they were playing. But anymore, it seems like every single band that goes up there, you know, you're like, oh man, I don't want to play after these guys. These guys are really good, you know? And it's like that with every band you see out of Rock for Life.
I don't disagree. It's, I, when I go to the August show, I try so hard not to miss anybody.
Yeah.
Now the Gigaroo and Rocktoberfest, I try to get out to see as many as I can, but you know, my wife is kind of giving on the August show, because that's always been the show I went to.
Yeah.
not always as forgiving with the other ones. Now I will say that I was like both nights at Gigaroo this year. Because my brother's bachelor party was on August 5th, which was the Saturday for the August show. So I convinced her that it was okay that I could go to both nights because I was going to miss that one. She agreed.
You got to come up with a plan for Rocktoberfest now. Got to come up with an excuse.
Well, the thing is, if she works a closing shift, it'll be like 8:30 before I could get out there.
That's true. That's true.
And, you know, it's 8:30 to midnight and then drive a half hour home.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could. We'll see what happens. I mean, I've done odder things. Like, I went to Corbry Woodstock on the Sunday before Labor Day, which is a almost like a blues rock kind of show. And it's a benefit for Allegheny. I think it's Allegheny Waterways. And okay. We stayed there until 9 p.m. It was John Lane and his son, John Lane, who is a drummer in the band Three Vultures out of Lisbon, Ohio. So we started out at Corbury Woodstock. We got there a little late because I had a flat tire. but we hung out until 9 o'clock there, and then we drove into Tarentum and went to a concert for Anna. And we caught Here and Now, After the Fall, and Creep. So that was a long night of music, but it was well worth it. And the genre change was a little weird.
Yeah, I bet.
But it was fun. It's the first time I've seen Creep.
Really?
Yeah. They've been playing.
We played with them maybe about 5 years ago, I'm guessing. We did a Rock for Life event. I can't remember which one it was, but it was out in Catania or Ford City or something like that. And I remember they were on it though.
Yeah, I'm excited. They announced that night that they're going to record some new music, and see, now I got to play some Creep tonight too.
Yeah.
They are in my intro. If you ever listen to the intro, Paul from Big House Pete is talking, and he's talking about different songs and different bands, and he mentions their song Walking Backward, which they played live. It was amazing live.
Really?
It was. You can actually get some free Creep off of the PA Rock Show. Their last album is called Lesson 3. And if you find the episode that Creep was on the show, during it, I give you a code, and you can go download that whole album digitally, but you need the code to unzip it. So if you're a Creep fan or you're curious what Creep sounds like, go do that. So your new album, let's talk about that a little bit more. What bands would you say influenced the music on that album?
It's tough to say what bands influence us. I guess each of us is probably influenced by different bands. See, Josh is probably more influenced by the Godsmack and Pantera and Soil, Drowning Pool, maybe. He's definitely influenced by more of the heavier, straight ahead rock bands. now it's like you got him on one side of the spectrum, and then Tim on the other side of the spectrum. He listens to a lot of indie rock, like Gaslight Anthem, The National, a bunch of bands like that. And then, I mean, he listens to some hard rock too, but he seems to be influenced by a lot of that stuff. And then Evan and I are both, we're very rhythmic guitar players. So I would say I'm influenced by Seven Dust and probably a lot by Adam Jones of Tool. Kevin likes a lot of the same stuff as I do. He likes Seven Dust and Deftones. But I'd say we kind of combine all of our styles, and it just kind of comes out sounding a certain way. We really don't go out trying to sound like any particular band or any particular style. It just kind of, we just come up with some stuff, and we just put it together, and it sounds like it sounds. So, we never really try to write a real heavy thrash song. We never really try to write a song that's a ballad or anything. It's just, you know, we just try to write the best stuff as we can, and it just comes out sounding like it does.
Cool. So you're saying you take and this is kind of obvious, but each of your own influences kind of mix together and give you your own sound.
Yeah, I'd say so. I don't think there's one person that writes like all of our music or anything like that. I mean, you know, I'll come up with my share of riffs, and Evan will as well, and then sometimes Tim will come in with a bass line and we'll build off of that. So if it's a lot of bands, if it's one particular person writing all the music, it might sound just like their influences. But I think with us, you know, everybody in the band writes, and it just kind of come, you know, sounds like a little bit of everything.
What's your favorite song off the upcoming album?
My favorite song is probably Hellbent. I just think it's a little bit of everything. It's I love the melodies in there that Josh wrote, and then it has some chants before the chorus that just kind of get stuck in your head. And I really, really like the feel of the music. The verse is like a groove riff, sort of a Chevelle-esque type of vibe, and then it goes into a real real melodic chorus and a real choppy Seven Dust-esque breakdown. It just kind of has all the elements of what I love. So I'd say that's probably my favorite.
Cool. How about your favorite Shattered song of all time?
Well, we have two full length albums, and then we had a bunch of songs that we never really put out on albums before that. But I'd say my favorite song up to this point is probably Hellbent. And then, I mean, there's a few other ones that are right behind it. I love Ridicule off of Rise of Hypocrisy. I love Catalyst off the new album. There's a song called, the Silhouette that we talked about, the acoustic song. I really like that one. There's a song called Paralyzed. It's a real dark sounding song. But it's not a real heavy song. It's kind of a different vibe than anything we've ever written before. And, I really like that a lot as well.
Okay. How about, what's your favorite cover that you play?
Wow. Favorite cover. I would say, my personal favorite is, and it's probably one of my favorite songs. And I'm not a huge fan of this band, but this particular song is just, it's always been one of my favorite songs of all time. It's Everlong by the Foo Fighters. It just has so much energy to it. It's such a fun song to play, and I just love the lyrics to it. It's just one of my favorite. Just one of my favorite songs lyrically, and it's just a real fun song because it's, it's real easy to play, so you can just basically just, you know, strum a few chords and just feel the energy of the song. And it's usually something that gets everybody into it.
Cool. When the album is released, where will people be able to find a copy of it?
We're going to have it on iTunes. We're going to have it on a couple other the online retailers, and then we'll have it with us anytime we play a show. We might try to get some local music stores to sell it. I know our first album had it at CD Warehouse in Greensburg. But we might take this one around to a few different places in the area. But if you're looking for it online, definitely iTunes, and or message the Shattered band page, and we'll get one to you, a physical copy.
What is your Facebook? Do you know the... It's
Facebook.com/ShatteredRocks.
Okay, that's an easy one.
It is.
All right, so do you want to throw out any shout-outs before we head off into the sunset?
Well, I would say another local band to check out. I think they just started about a year or so ago. Have about four or five songs right now, but they're going to be recording some stuff. The band called Dead Man's Hand. They're from Westmoreland County. Their guitar player, singer Travis he's a good friend of mine. But great band, really good original songs. They only have a few, but they're really good. They've been playing a lot of bars around here, but really good band. So check them out. They should have something coming out here pretty soon. So
I just like their page.
Awesome.
Go listen to them a little bit later. I trust you. Hey, so
they sound similar to us, I would say.
Cool. So this has been episode number 395 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Make sure you go check out Shattered on Facebook and get a copy of their album Blackout Sessions sometime in November. Once I know when, I will post it on akmusicscene.com. Maybe I'll try and get Jana to do a review of it. She's much better at that writing thing than I am. check out her website, firstangelmedia.com. Yeah, that's it. First Angel Media. I had to think about that for a second. Make sure that you go out and see some shows. If you haven't been listening, there's been an underlying theme. The bands would like you to come out. You know, that makes their day. That's why they're there. And the cover charges aren't that expensive. You can come out and hang out with the band for a little while. Right, Eric?
Definitely, definitely. More people, the better. Makes playing a lot more fun.
Hey, well, thanks for coming on again, and I'm sure we'll have you on multiple times in years to come.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate it.
No problem. I sure hope that you're comfortable. I'm giving everything I could to make you happy. Sometimes it's just so hard. My eyes have
Yeah.